from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
A lot of schools will be back in session by the end of next week, some in the middle of next week. Teachers go back into the classroom. A lot of questions. One of those is this cell phone controversy. Should they ban cell phones from students in schools? I was surprised that a lot of schools still allow kids to take their cell phones into classrooms. It would definitely be a distraction. It's a distraction for adults, but there are a lot of things to talk about with the president and CEO of Plant a Seed Children's Partnerships, and we welcome Skylar Wingate Massey. Good morning.
Good morning. Excited to be here, Larry.
I can tell even in a few seconds that you have a enthusiasm and passion for what you do. So first, tell people what Plant a Seed is all about.
Yes, sir. So Plant a Seed is about 20 years old. It's a supportive mentoring curriculum that is geared towards helping kids to identify their own intrinsic value.
And how do you do that?
So it's really neat. I started off as a child advocate at Kids Voice right here in Pittsburgh. And the way that we did it, when I was there, we saw so many kids that struggled with their identity. So what we do is we use arts. I was also a teacher, so we use education and we use athletics to try to create their own buy-in by helping them work together on projects, work together on team-building activities that help them resolve conflict resolution and things like that.
I remember, you know, the anxiety still of the first day of school, you know, so much unknown, and kids go through that process and kind of find their place in a new environment. Mostly each and every year, right?
Right.
So what kind of tools do you give them to deal with first and foremost those first few days, and then how to navigate where they fit in?
So we start off, we really focus on using videos and activities that are really relevant, because the biggest thing for kids today, kids feel, they feel disconnected, they feel disassociated. They feel like adults don't get them, right? And meanwhile, we were kids. So we understand. So we use videos, we use music to tie them in and to get them to see that they're not alone, that we do really understand. I think a lot of the issue is in our society today that we have this disconnect when we really do have things that we share. We share values, music, we share activities, we share things. And so we truly try to focus in on things that are fun, like athletics, like basketball, you know, like soccer, like music, things like that.
And what about the use of cell phones in the classroom? What kind of feedback have you gotten? And certainly over the last 20 years, that landscape has changed tremendously.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. Because when we started, we didn't even have this issue. So what I'm hearing a lot, and I actually went to a meeting over in the, I think, this north side of Pittsburgh. And there was a student there that I want to say a couple years ago was arrested for beating a teacher up because right. the teacher tried to take their cell phone. And what we're finding, you know, we can there are places, I think, schools of thought where, yes, they should take cell phones from kids. But then there are also schools of thought in other states and even in some schools here that are saying, well, for emergency reasons, you know, kids that might have diabetes, kids that, you know, with the violence and things like that, that we're being presented with, they, you know, that's a reason why they believe that kids should have cell phone usage. I think that the issue is that we're so dependent on school, on cell phones, unfortunately, adults too, that we've gotten to a place where now there is a big, big issue with whether or not they should be utilized part of the day, half of the day, or not at all.
Well, I think most people would agree if they don't have access during class time, that would be beneficial because it's almost a natural distraction. It's an appendage for most people, and they feel lost without it, but it would help them focus in the classroom. And attention deficit is an issue with a lot of kids, and not just a diagnosed version.
Right, and I really agree. The thing that I find is really neat is in Plant a Seed, I work with a wonderful lady who has actually come up with a creative idea where in case of schools that do use cell phones, and they are still, it's still up in the air. There are some states that have decided they're going to use it part of the time, some, you know, not at all. Like here, you know, they have a program where they put the cell phones in a bag, and I can't remember the name of it, but some type of sealable bag right. for the day. And they're using that too. But what we found is a creative way where we actually have lessons and videos that are like 3 to 5 minutes that kids can access on a QR code on their cell phone. So we have come up with a way to let's try to get the lesson, let's try to get the relevant information on the cell phone. Since all of this mess is on the cell phone that kids are using, let's try to use the cell phone to be creative. Because I think one of the biggest things we need to do to reach our youth today is we have to be creative as teachers and educators in how we're reaching them.
And one of the things that unfortunately is the downside of those can be the cyberbullying that goes on in schools and how it goes viral when people do that in a cell phone environment. So it's an issue that's not going away anytime soon. How can people reach out to Plant a Seed for more information?
So you can check out our website. It's www.plantaseedpgh, that's one word, .com. Or you can email us at info@plantaseedpgh.com.
Well, we appreciate you taking time for us. Skylar Wingate Massey, President and CEO of Plant a Seed.
Thank you so much, Larry.
Good luck with the new school year.
Thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.